Continuing the letter number 855, Tav Nun Hei, in volume 4 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Negros Kodesh. And this is dated on the ninth day of Tevis in Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And this letter, the Rebbe writes to Rav Chosid, Vachsiv Chosid, Elikim, Nechud Benoim. This is the titles the Rebbe gives to Meir Sheyichya Koin. That's Rebbe Meir Zarchi. And the Rebbe begins with peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, in response to your letter of the 10th day of Kislev, the Rebbe says, I was delighted to hear about your activities, your good activities in the area of kosher education, to providing a good kosher education. And certainly you're going to increase with more diligence in it. And the Rebbe says, it's known, the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that they say, which means that all what you got to do is you got to open me like the opening of the eye of the needle. Meaning, just got to make a little bit of an effort, a small opening. And God says, if you do that, then I'm going to open for you as the entrance to the Ulam, which was the main entrance to the temple, which was a huge entrance, which was usually larger than the usual entrance. So Hashem says, I'm going to open you. So in other words, you got to do a little bit. And if you do a little bit, Hashem gives you a lot. And therefore, through these beginning of these activities of what you start from, you know, the arousal of below, which means it starts from you. You invest and you start working. So then Hashem helps you a lot, and a lot that your activities should be with success, and that you should see good results in your efforts, that with your efforts that you're putting in. And then the Rebbe says also that the note and the list that were enclosed in your letter, I read, as you have asked me to, on the tzion, on the gravesite of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Reich Poros Muskovoy, on the eve of Rosh Chodesh Tevis. And the Rebbe says, a tzaddik who has departed is actually more in this world, more than even his lifetime. So he hasn't really gone away. He's actually here more than his lifetime. And certainly he gives his blessings, and Hashem will fill your physically your needs physically and spiritually. I saw they have a clip from the Rebbe's talking. I remember that also, actually, because I was there when the Rebbe spoke. We're coming up tomorrow on the fifth day of Tevis, which was the day that they challenged, the books, whether they were the private belongings of the Rebbe, of the previous Rebbe, he would have a right to them, this Barry Gerari, or they belong to the organization, so he has no right to them. And it was the federal court, and there was a whole big question. Went to federal court, and they so eventually they decided for Chabad. But when the Rebbe was very, very upset about what's going on, so in one of the Rebbe's talks, the Rebbe says that, he says, the person keeps on saying that the Rebbe is gone for 35 years. He says, what do you mean? The Rebbe says, he's not gone for 35 years. He says, every year he's more life in this world. He's more, and the Rebbe says, how can you come talk with someone when you don't have no common language? To him, the previous Rebbe is gone. And to the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe every year is added more and more in his life and more. And therefore, the Rebbe is talking. So that gives us a little bit for ourselves, a kind of drop. What our attitude should be, that even though it's more than 20 years since Gimel Thomas, but we see how the Rebbe, because he says, every day the previous Rebbe is here with us, he says. So the Rebbe concludes with his blessings that his son Shlomo should go into the cheder. Now, his son Shlomo is now one of the mashpim, spiritual guides in 770, and his son is the shliach at Harvard, the shliach in Harvard. That's a grandson of this Meir Zarchi. His son is the shliach in Harvard, and he's a very successful one of that with Dershowitz and the rest of the guys over there out in Harvard. Yeah, but he has other things. Yeah. So he's doing very well, Baruch Hashem. But I owe this man a special thank you. This one who the Rebbe's talking about, that he's bringing him into cheder then. This is Tavshin Tez. I owe him a special thank you because he was actually our matchmaker. He brought me and Sarah together. So the Rebbe is, yeah, he did our shidduch. So he did he made the suggestion. And
this is letter 855.
What? So his name is, so he was, the Rebbe is giving a blessing so that he should bring his son Shlomo into Cheder. Okay? And the Rebbe says that he should merit to raise him to Torah, Chuppah, and Maisim Tovim. That's to study of Torah and to marriage and to good deeds in a plentiful way. And as explained in the teaching of Chassidus, and may the writings that it says in the Medrash Tanchuma be fulfilled by you. Over there in Parashat Kedoshim, the pasuk it says in the title called Tzmachel, that when you, it says when you plant all fruit trees, that it's talking about a child planting a tree is planting a child. And then it says Bashan Arviz, that on the fourth year called Piriyei Kodesh, though then all the fruits have to be holy. So what it means is that the child at the fourth year, that the father consecrates him for Torah and Hilulim in a way of praising to Hashem. So what is the praise over here? Because from the time that he can praise Hashem, and at the fifth year the verse says you eat the fruit, so from the time that the child starts to read in the Torah, that brings Lahis Lachem Tuvaosai to add more grain, which is our teachers tell us that once a person is 5 years old, they start learning the Chumash. So the Rebbe connects that to that Pasuk, and the Rebbe further references the laws of Talmud Torah, the Alter Rebbe in the beginning, and Lekut Torah on this Pasuk. The Rebbe also adds, gives him the pamphlet for Hanukkah with the general letter that is connected with it. Although it's a little bit delayed in coming out, but the contents is fitting for all year round. And the Rebbe blesses him to be able to settle properly, and he should be able to let know good news in very soon, very quickly, very soon. Should let know good news.